Morning, everybody. Call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith.
Here.
Mr. Donna.
Here.
Mr. Hess.
Here.
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Morning, Pat.
Morning.
So, for those who have actually grabbed an agenda, as you can see, we have a number of items on today's meeting agenda. So, if anybody has business and they've concluded their business throughout the meeting, you don't have to stay, or if you wish to leave, that's fine. But we'll continue through there. So, bear with us, please. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from November 19th? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. This time, any public comment? None there.
You should
have. Okay, executive sessions. There were no executive sessions held between November 19th and December the 16th. At this time, we'd like to offer a proclamation for Elder Abuse Awareness Month. And I would like to start Elder Abuse Awareness Month, December 2025. Whereas, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, it is estimated that over 10% of those age 65 and older experience some sort of elder abuse in a given year. Whereas elder abuse is defined as an intentional or negligent act by any person that causes harm or serious risk of harm to an older adult. And whereas elder abuse encompasses five main subtypes: physical, psychological, financial, neglect or abandonment, and sexual.
Whereas the trauma resulting from any type of elder abuse can have devastating and tragic consequences, including premature death, the deterioration of physical and psychological health, the destruction of social and familial ties, and devastating financial loss. And whereas older adults can be mistreated in multiple settings, including their own home, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities, and the abusers can be family members, friends, neighbors, professionals, or strangers. And whereas protecting our elderly population is a communal responsibility requiring active vigilance and immediate reporting of suspicious abuse.
And whereas in Indiana County, during the fiscal year 24-25, there were 213 cases of elder abuse reported, with 51 of those cases being officially substantiated, underscoring the severity of this issue in our local community. Now, therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, proclaim December as Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and that all residents of the community are urged to familiarize themselves with the signs of elder abuse and to take immediate action if abuse is suspected. If you suspect or know of elder abuse, please contact the Area Agency on Aging. I offer this proclamation this 17th day of December, 2025, as a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And would anybody like to speak on the proclamation? Your name?
I don't know if anybody's here from Aging Services. Hi, I'm Janine Moss, the Executive Director from Aging Services. I want to thank the commissioners and Tammy for asking you to proclaim December as Elder Abuse Awareness Month. We are the area agency on aging that investigates elder abuse. And in the past 5 years, we have seen a 55% increase in elder abuse cases. With the support of our board, the commissioners, and especially District Attorney Manzi, we are able to have an elder justice committee that does community outreach. We have a senior summit every year. He does education throughout the community and also at all of our senior centers to get the awareness out that, you know, mostly about scams, but other forms of abuse also. And recently, our agency, I want to tell a little thing. We're recently awarded a pilot project from the Department of Aging to start a multidisciplinary team here in Indiana County that will bring community partners together to work together to solve elder abuse cases. So the kickoff event for that is January 6th at 1 o'clock at the KCAC.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome. Thank you for all you've done.
Anything, Tammy?
Thank you. I just want to thank you guys for doing that, too. I was crying when talking about it because elder abuse is just something that it's overlooked sometimes in society as a whole. But and as you said, there's so many different kinds and types of elder abuse. Most often, some of these patients have dementia and they're not aware of what's going on. And it does not matter what socioeconomic background you're from. You can have all the money in the world and someone's abusing you in some fashion, or you can be indigent and being abused, even financially being abused when you're indigent. So I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it. My family appreciates it. We've been going through this. So thank you so much.
Papa coming up for a picture.
Yes.
Did I hear you correctly? 55% in the past 3 years.
That's 5 years.
Five. Just thank you.
Others, I can text to
thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
This way, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next on the agenda, we have a tentative agreement. You asked me, look, 2655 Indian Haven. Like to have a motion to table that?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, from our Parks and Trails Department, Director Patterson, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. One item for you today. It's a recommendation to seek the approval for the purchase of a Kubota tractor and loader from Walker & Walker Equipment of Chilocta, PA. The equipment would be purchased through the Pennsylvania CoStars purchasing program. The final delivered cost will be $46,944.52. Funds to acquire the equipment are available in the general fund. And the equipment's would be based at Blue Spruce County Park, but would be utilized throughout the county parks and trails system.
Hey, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Hey, thank you, Ed.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
From our Children and Youth Services this morning, we have some private provider agreements. And good morning, Ms. Weaver.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'd like to start with the fiscal year 25-26 non-placement listings. We have a contract for Dr. Eric Bernstein. This is a new contract. He's a new provider for us. And it's specific for one client that we would need this contract. So his rates are on average with other providers in this area that we use for these specific evaluations. Now he is located in Butler in Pittsburgh, but that client's willing to travel for that. So the cost of these services will come from general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next.
The next one is the contract for Strength and Light Counseling Services, LLC. That is a new contract for the fiscal year 25-26. This is a local provider here in Indiana. There's numerous therapists under this umbrella, and they have the ability to do EMDR therapy. They have trauma-focused therapy. They also have a CBT trauma therapist. So we're very excited that they got in contact with us and inquired about a contract. So the cost and services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And the last one, computer aid.
This is computer aid, or we actually like to call it CAI. this is a renewal contract for the fiscal year 25-26. This is a 6-month contract. This provider is actually retired CYS workers from fiscal departments across the state that developed this company. And they're going in and providing support to different counties. Because what happened is a lot of the individuals across Pennsylvania in the child welfare departments retired. And that brought in new people who had no idea how to write a budget, no idea how to do audits or turn in for reimbursements. So CAI is a support service. They're consultants. They are working with our fiscal department to train everybody so that we have that ability to do what is necessary to keep our agency running. And the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Make a motion to approve. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And I will say the computer aid company has helped out greatly.
Yes, we went from being a year behind to we're not behind at all now in our fiscal stuff. So we appreciate that.
Great to hear. Thank you, Vicki.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Next, we have an intergovernment agreement for the transfers of the funds from communities of Indian Haven. And good morning, Garrett.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you. Yeah, today I'm just seeking the approval for the 2026 IGT program for communities at Indian Haven. This program provides additional funding or cash for the facility to, you know, maintain operations. In 2026, it's estimated to produce about $1.5 million in additional monies to support our operations, and we are not requesting any funds from the county to you know, proceed with this program. So just asking for your approval for the 2026 agreement.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
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 All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Thank you, Garrett. We truly appreciate that service that's being provided.
Yep, thank you all.
Next, we have an opioid settlement plan project and fund expense, and Danish, good morning.
Good morning. The opioid settlement committee, advisory committee, has put forth one more proposal to be approved by the commissioners, and this is from the Indiana County United Way. And it is called Handle with Care. And I have their new executive director, Joe Fischel, here. And Joe's going to talk a little bit about the Handle with Care program.
Thank you. May I approach your handle? Thank you. Little chart you can take a look at.
Okay.
Handle with Care is a way the districts can provide proactive, holistic support to students affected by traumatic events at home. When a first responder is called to a home and a child is present, the school can be notified of that event so that the next day someone has the opportunity to meet that student and check to see if they're okay. Schools are uniquely positioned to provide care to students. Handle with Care is one way to interrupt the cycle of trauma and support students more fully. As we were looking at this program at the United Way of Indiana County, I had a conversation with Patricia Berzanski, the superintendent from Purchase Line School District. And we were talking about how it works and how it's being used. And she told me this great story, and I don't think she would mind me sharing it with you. She said she still has a memory of when she was a child and there was a death in her family. And someone notified the school. And the next day when she got off the bus, there was a caring teacher that met her at the door, that supported her, showed love and care for her. And she said it made such a big impact on her. And she still treasures that person in her life today at this point. The United Way of Indiana County is committed to supporting the students and children of Indiana County. Handle with Care is an outstanding program that we are committed to. And we thank the Opioid Committee for the consideration and the recommendation. And we thank you for the reimbursement and however that interplays. So thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same?
Okay. Thank you, Joan, Tammy.
Next, we have a grant application from the Armstrong Indiana Clarion.
Yes, and this is a grant application that would pay for medication-assisted treatment in the Indiana County Jail. It's a non-competitive grant. The amount is $106,619.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Thank you, Carrie. Lovely. Next, we have an agreement addendum with Vision Government Solutions.
Good morning, commissioners. I have before you today for your consideration an addendum to the original Vision contract dated 12/23/22. The addendum states that Indiana County will pay $11,450 for annual web hosting services, and this is through a recently acquired company that Vision had purchased called Data Scout. It's basically the same. It offers the same subscription that Courthouse Online does, where the taxpayers can view their property information, and they also offer subscription services to appraisers, attorneys, title abstractors. The cost to the $11,450 would be initially, and based on subscriptions, we would be credited every year after that with the amount up to the $11,450.
Okay, great. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Next, we have some board appointments with the Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Development Health Program. Ms. Calderon, good morning.
Good morning. Would you like me to present these all three at one time, or do we need to do them separate?
Right, one time.
So the Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Developmental Health Program is asking for your approval of an of appointments for the Indiana our Armstrong Indiana Advisory Board for Amy Filipovich. If appointed, Ms. Filipovich would fill the vacant position on the board of an individual representing the field of education, and her term would expire on December 31st, 2027.
And the next one.
And then we'll also like your consideration for appointing Jennifer Van Weeren to the advisory board. If appointed, Ms. Van Weeren would fill the vacant position on the board as an individual from Indiana County active in the mental health field, and her three-year term would expire on December 31st, 2028. And the third person we're asking for appointment is Myla Simpson. And if appointed, she would fill the vacant position on the board as an individual from Indiana County representing the economically, socially, and culturally disadvantaged, and her three-year term would expire on December 31st, 2028.
Great.
Are these all reappointments?
These are all new appointments filling vacant positions. We've had a number of people retire or leave for various reasons. So these would all be new appointments.
Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. 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 What does it say? Okay. Next, an agreement with Southwest Behavioral Health Management.
I'm asking your approval to renew the administrative services agreement between Southwest Behavioral Health Management and Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Developmental Health Program for calendar years 2026 and 2027. So this is a two-year agreement. This agreement outlines our responsibilities as a subcontractor with SBHM for providing Health Choices administrative oversight and consultation for Armstrong and Indiana counties. A few of our responsibilities include participation as a voting board member, review of contracts, policies, procedures, reports, participate in work groups and committees, and provide ongoing education about health choices to our stakeholders. Total compensation in 2026 for our program, Armstrong Indiana Behavioral Developmental Health Program, will not exceed $1,110,928. Then for 2027, compensation would not exceed $1,139,812. We will also be compensated on a cost reimbursement basis for funding of our two complex care management positions. The only new term added to the contract is that the approval of the SBH, with the approval of the SBHM board, we may receive an advance on our administrative funding if needed for a 26-27 term. And this was built in to our contract in the event of another budget impasse that we experienced this past year. And this contract requires no county match. Any questions?
No, I'll have a motion to accept the agreement.
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. Moving on to the next agreement.
Okay. And that's So our program is asking for your approval of an agreement between our program and Laughter and Language based in Irwin, PA. This agreement term is January 1st through June of 2026. The service provider will be providing speech pathology therapies for developmentally delayed children birth to age 3 who are Armstrong or Indiana County residents. The provider has met all of the Office of Child Development and Early Learning requirements, and upon approval of this agreement, we'll be able to begin offering services to the families in our counties. The contract is for $500 and will be funded through our early intervention allocation, will not require any county match. And families that would select this would be adjusted. The contract amount would be adjusted accordingly.
Okay. The motion to approve?
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
What is the same?
Then the final one is for a program to asking your approval for Moving Moments Physical Therapy, LLC, based in Clymer, PA. This agreement term is also January 1 through June 30th. The service provider will be providing physical and occupational therapy for developmentally delayed children, and also has met all of the requirements required by OCDEL. Also, this contract is also for $500 and will require no county match.
Great. Okay. I have a motion to approve this agreement.
Mm-hmm. Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
What is the saying?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Okay, next from our probation department, we have a grant application. Chief Letter, good morning.
Good morning. The Probation Department is requesting approval of the Indiana County Commissioners here today to submit an Intermediate Punishment Treatment Program Initiative Grant, also known as the IP Grant, for fiscal year 25-26. We are requesting funds in the amount of $135,000. This is a collaboration grant with the Armstrong Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission And the we are requesting funds specifically for probation in the amount of $63,225 to help with three officers' salaries, electronic monitoring, and continuous alcohol monitoring. And the commission is requesting funds in the amount of $71,775 to help with personnel costs, mileage, and treatment expenses.
And you're requesting from the state?
Is it yes,
state? This, PCCD?
Yes, PCCD. And that's the total grant that we could get is $135,000. Mm-hmm. And looking at what we can ask for in the grant application, and that's how we split off between what probation can request and the commission.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the grant application, the IP for a treatment program?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And the next grant application?
Sure. We are also requesting approval of the commissioners to submit a continuing county adult probation and parole grant. This is formerly known as the grant in aid for fiscal year 25-26. Our allocation amount that is already predetermined for Indiana County is $109,882, and these funds will also assist with paying officer salaries. And this is also a PCCD grant.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the grant application.
Is it? Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Next, we have some service agreements from domestic relations. And Director DeVito, good morning. Darren? Darren, can you hear us?
Hello?
Darren?
Yeah.
Okay. See, service agreements. Can you
okay?
Those?
Yeah, we currently have 9 service agreements for the 2025 through 2030 cooperative agreement through BCSE. The first 5: Anne Marie Everett, Erica DeSalt, Marshall Criswell, Matthew Budash, and Zubin Bilmari. Those are all PHO. Contracts. They're responsible for handling our appeals. The amount is $125 an hour, and those will run through 2020 from 2025 to 2030, and those are all 66% reimbursable by the state, 34% by the county.
Okay, we'll take one at a time. So the first one is Anne Marie Everett. Do I have a motion to accept?
Seven.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next is Erica DeSalt. Do I have a motion to accept? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next will be Marshall Criswell. Motion to accept?
Seven.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Next is Matthew Budash. Motion to accept?
Seven.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. And the last one was Zubin Bilmarella. Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Question, what is PHO, Darren?
Permanent Hearing Officer.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, moving on to Kate and Friends.
Kate and Friends is our cleaning contractor. We've had them in the past. Again, that'll be a 5-year term for them. Once again, all reimbursable by 66% by the state, 34% by the county. And, their compensation is $427.22 a month, which I think was about a 3% increase from last term.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Moving on to principal court reporting.
We just acquired them this year due to our previous provider no longer wanting to service with this with the DRS. So we went with principal court reporting. Their rate is $130 for a half day, $260 for a full day, and $1.60 a page for transcripts, which we do not provide. That's on the client, so we don't pay for that. And once again, this is all reimbursable at the same levels as the other contracts.
Motion to accept.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, the contract with the Sheriff's Office.
The security for the Sheriff's Office, we pay pay for 1.5 of the deputies' salaries for their security here down at the Indian Springs facility. And that, again, is reimbursable by 66% by the state and 34% by the county.
Okay, motion to approve? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And with the Sheriff's Office?
This one here is for to pick up warrants, any warrants that we have. The rate is still at $100 per warrant, which did not change from the 2020 to 2025 cooperative agreement term. So there was no change in this. And again, this is all reimbursable at the same levels.
Okay, motion to approve? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, thank you, Darren. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
You too. Okay, from the Office of Planning and Development, we have a resolution for revolving loan funds. Ms. Capasano, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners adopt a resolution recertifying that the Indiana County Revolving Loan Funds, including the CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund, are being operated consistent with the existing economic development strategy and are being operated in accordance with the policies and procedures contained in the administrative plan. This is a housekeeping item required semi-annually by the Economic Development Administration. Our economic development strategy is embodied within the document Smart Moves for a Changing Region, which is developed by the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission and endorsed by EDA.
Okay, thank you very much. Do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Next, we have a contract agreement. And good morning, Ms. Zach. Would you like to present?
Office of Planning and Development recommends that the Board of Commissioners approve the attached resolution that, requesting that you enter into an agreement with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the 2025 CDBG entitlement contract for Indiana County and Indiana County on behalf of Indiana Borough and Center Township. The total contract amount is $580,961. The funding allocation for each entitlement entity is as follows. Indiana County will receive $283,348. Indiana Borough, $200,544. And Center Township at $97,069. And our approval is also requesting Commissioners Keith and Dunlap to complete the online e-contracting procedures for the contract execution.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the contract agreement?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Move the same. Next resolution?
Yes. This is with the 2025 CDBG contract. We're requesting that the attached resolution that authorizes the delegation of the signing authority for the invoicing of the grant for Indiana County and Indiana County on behalf of Indiana Borough and Center Township. The delegation of the signing authority is for Teresa Batchy, the Deputy Director of Fiscal and Administration, to sign an review and sign all invoices for the 2020 CDBG contract prior to the submission to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development for approval. The signing authority is request is to comply with the Commonwealth's paperless invoicing process. The resolution includes commitment from the Board of Commissioners to notify DCED of any changes in personnel and an acknowledgement that the ultimate responsibility of the overall management of the grant still remains with the county.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
Move to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, aye. And next is a contract modification.
Yes. We are requesting that the board approve a contract modification for the 2023 CDBG contract on behalf of Indiana Borough. The contract modification will add the Fisher Avenue Storm Sewer and Road Reconstruction Project activity to this contract. The original contract funded the South 15th Street Storm Sewer Improvement Project for $170,000. This project was completed in 2025 as proposed and expended $147,424.23 of that allocation, leaving a balance of $22,575.57. The balance of funds will be reallocated to the Fisher Avenue project. This project has funds allocated also from the 2024 and 2025 CDBG contract. The three CDBG fiscal year contracts will have a total allocation of $353,575 for the first phase of this project. Citizen participation requirements have been completed for the requested notification, and no comments were received. Request includes approval for Commissioner Keith to sign required documents to complete contract modification process as required.
Okay. Motion to approve the modification of the contract?
So moved.
Second?
Okay.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? It's nice that we can take some of those funds and reuse them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next, we have a change order. Good morning, Mr. Morrow.
Good morning, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development and Platinum Visual Solutions request that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $73,300 for Ray Winters and Sons on the Platinum Visual Solutions 48-inch storm sewer replacement project. Change order number one is to excavate and install approximately 100 lineal feet of 48-inch M12 storm sewer piping in the East Production Building from the first 100-foot stopping point to outside of the building. Pipe to be installed at 10 to 13 foot depth in a 9 foot wide trench. Prior to installation of the new pipe, contractor will remove all the existing railroad storm sewer infrastructure. The new pipe shall be embedded in stone and covered with a minimum of 12 inches of stone. Remaining backfill shall be suitable fill, with final 12 inches being compacted to a stone. And no paving or concrete is included in the pricing. And the additional lineal foot cost of $833 was provided in the contractor's original bid submitted on August 14th, 2025. And the contractor has agreed to reduce that lineal foot cost to $733. The revised contract with Ray Winters and Sons with approval of change order number one will be $193,550. And the additional costs will be covered by redevelopment assistance capital program funds and Platinum Visual Solutions.
Okay, great. Motion to approve the change order?
Then move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, change order number two, the old courthouse.
The Office of Planning and Development and Thomas R. Harley Architects recommend that the Board of Indiana County Commissioners approved change order number two in the amount of $183,000 with GW Roofing and Construction for the old courthouse roof replacement project. Change order number two, formally accept an alternate bid proposed by GW Roofing and Construction that was submitted during the September 9th, 2025 bid opening. The extra work involves comprehensive exterior painting, specifically painting all existing cornice work at $59,000, painting the bell tower, all windows and doors for an additional $124,000, with total change order amount of $183,000. And if approved, the total contract with GW Roofing and Construction will be $945,000. And the additional costs will be covered by the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant.
Great. I'll make a motion to approve the change order number 2. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And it truly needs it.
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Okay, next we have a grant extension from DCNR on the Hoodabug Trail. And Director.
Yes, sir.
Good morning,
Commissioners. The Office of Planning Development in collaboration with Indiana County Parks and Trails requests approval of a time extension to the grant agreement period authorizing an amendment to the grant agreement with the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, PADCNR, for the Hoodabug Trail Route 22 pedestrian and bicycle bridge project located in Borough Township. This amendment will change the ending date to December 31st, 2026. All of the terms and conditions remain the same. Authorization for Joshua Krug, Deputy Director of the Planning Section, to submit and sign the PADCNR amendment in his capacity as project manager on this particular grant is requested on behalf of the County of Indiana related to this project.
Great. Motion to approve the grant extension?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, moving on to the next grant extension.
The Office of Planning Development in collaboration with Indiana County Parks and Trails requests approval of a time extension to the grant agreement period authorizing an amendment of the grant agreement with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation for the Multimodal Transportation Fund, PennDOT MTF, grant for the Route 22 Graded Pedestrian and Bicyclist Bridge Project located in Borough Township. Same projects, little twist in names from the grant writing. This amendment will change the ending date again to December 31st, 2026. All the terms and conditions remain the same. Authorization for Commissioner Keith, Chairman, be authorized to submit and sign the PennDOT ETF amendment as requested on behalf of the County of Indiana related to this project.
Okay, motion to approve the grant extension.
Second.
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 All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, moving on to an engineering proposal.
This is also related to the Route 22 Pedestrian and Bicyclist Bridge Project following an outreach meeting with the Borough Township Supervisors, which with the County Commissioners, Parks and Trails, the Tourist Bureau, my office. We sought some proposals. These next three things are all interrelated. The Office of Planning Development in collaboration with Indiana County Parks and Trails requests approval of an engineering proposal from Gibson Thomas Engineering Company, Inc. for the Cornell Road Connector Improvements located in Borough Township. As you know, the Gibson Thomas is the county's engineer, so we went directly to them for these scopes and services. The scope of the project will be to design pedestrian and bicyclist upgrades along Cornell Road from the intersection with US 119 at the top of Mile Hill there to Innovation Drive within the Corporate Campus Business Park. In the immediate area is located the River Valley School District, the high school, the middle school, the elementary school, the athletic complex, the new football field is there, and a mix of residential and commercial businesses. A key scope will be the addition for a rectangular rapid flashing beacon installation for crossing Cornell Road. So if you come up, go along the right-hand side, somewhere near the driveway of River Valley School District, you'll cross onto the, I guess that would be the eastern side of Cornell and ride that over towards the interchange center where the connection would be for the pedestrian bridge. And so with that rapid flashing beacon at that location, that'll include the design and permitting to PennDOT standards. So they'll have oversight on improving the design of that particular piece of equipment. The project scope will continue along Cornell Road to Campbell's Mill Road intersection, along Innovation Drive and Corporate Campus Drive to US Route 22 to include pavement markings, assessing any corridor upgrades with a focus on overall safety, and that was something that we discussed with the township supervisors. And essentially, this will be a intergovernmental coordinated project whereby the county will look at some of the design aspects. The county will pay some of the costs related to beaking and things related to the bridge, and other improvements within the park would be covered, you know, by the township. So that all be defined when we go to bid and bid tabs and those kinds of things. So there will be a cost sharing of the improvements that will be made. The proposed scope of work includes attending meetings, developing design for signing and pavement markings, permitting, development plan sheets, assisting with bidding and construction administration and inspections for an estimated maximum cost of $16,200, which will be paid with county planning funds available to support transportation projects. The project will be coordinated with the Borough Township Superintendent and ask for approval on that.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the proposal?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next is the next proposal.
So the Office of Planning Development in collaboration with the Indiana County Parks and Trails requests approval of an engineering proposal from Gibson Thomas Engineering Company, Inc. for the Blair Road connectivity analysis located in Borough Township. The scope of the project will be to evaluate conditions along Blair Road relative to multimodal accessibility and signage needs, focusing on pavement width, potential signage locations, site distances, and critical intersections, and identifying impediments to safe transit of pedestrians and bicyclists along the identified roadway corridors. So as you come underneath the 119 underpass at the bottom of Mile Hill, and you pop out on the other side, you want to head towards the Ghost Town Trail in Black Lake, it's that piece of section of community between 119 and the underpass to Black Lake, essentially what we're talking about here. The proposed scope of work includes field investigations of Blair Road from Clare Street to Main Street, attending meetings, developing design for signing and pavement markings, permitting, developing plan sheets, assisting with bidding and construction administration and inspections for an estimated maximum cost of $3,100, which will be paid with the planning funds available to support transportation projects. The project will be coordinated with Borough Township supervisors, and again, their concern and stress was safety for pedestrians and bicyclists along that roadway corridor.
Okay. Motion to approve the engineer proposal?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And the last one.
So again, related to the Route 22 pedestrian bridge, the Office of Planning Development in collaboration with the Indiana County Parks and Trails requests approval of an engineering proposal from Gibson Thomas Engineering Company, Inc., for the Pine Ridge Connector conceptual designs located in Borough Township. The scope of the project will be to perform a field investigation of the roadways, intersections, and park and ride facilities between the new Route 22 pedestrian and bicyclist bridge and Pine Ridge Park relative to multimodal accessibility, signage needs, focusing on pavement width, potential signage locations, site distances, and critical intersections, and identifying impediments to safe transit of pedestrians and bicyclists along the identified roadway corridor. Additional attention will be given to the crossing of Old William Penn Highway from the Park and Ride over towards Chestnut Ridge and Pine Ridge Road. The proposed scope of work includes field investigations, attending meetings, creating a map and engineering details, aerial imagery, combined with color-coded labeling, which can be used as a basis for discussions with Borough Township, PennDOT, and the scope of this work. So apparently I didn't put the amount in there. Excuse me. So the cost of that, is $4,600. And again, that will be covered from planning funds related to support transportation projects. Again, this will be coordinated with Borough Township, a lot of coordination with PennDOT. There are no identified funds to do any resolving work from this, so this will result in some grant writing activity that will need to be done after this for the developing project scope.
Okay, great. Motion to accept the proposal?
Move to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Voting say. So now we have a start and we have a finish.
Yeah, I mean, it's projects 80%+ complete, somewhere in terms of the pedestrian bridge project. Start seeing some of the fencing going up over top. Great view from up top. Been up top. A couple of commissioners been there. It's a great view. They'll come back in the spring to the winter shutdown and finish the project. The prior time extensions again, everything's still on schedule. When you get into not sure exactly when they'll be able to start. We've kind of had an early cold winter set in, so not sure when things will give relief. So because of the mid-year grant agreements and then final closeouts and everything, all the grant funding sources, the project will be done next summer. Some of the other thing I didn't mention about some of the work on Cornell Road, want to commend the Borough Township Supervisors. They've already paved Cornell Road, so that road is done without pavement markings. Mm-hmm. So again, this is a great opportunity to have that public shared coordination on Cornell Road.
Great. Okay.
Thank you.
Next is the internet service contract with DQE.
So this is related to 600 Philadelphia Street, the Welcome Center project. The Office of Planning Development requests approval of a service order agreement with DQE Communications LLC to provide internet services to 600 Philadelphia Street in Indiana for the Welcome Center currently under construction. In December of 2024, First Commonwealth Bank donated the building to the county to establish the Welcome Center in collaboration with the Indiana County Tourist Bureau, the Indiana County Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Indiana, a nonprofit organization, all of whom will co-locate in that facility. The service order agreement includes all installation and fees for dedicated internet services for up to 1 gigabit per second with a term of 60 months for $549 per month, the first month of free service. The cost of service will be covered under the long-term lease. Authorization for myself, Byron Stauffer, Executive Director, to sign the service order agreement is requested on behalf of the county related to this project.
Motion to approve the contract.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
What is the same? Next, the lease agreement.
So again, related to the Welcome Center at 600 Philadelphia Street, the Office of Planning Development is requesting the Board of Commissioners approve entering into a lease agreement with the Indiana County Tourist Bureau, the Indiana County Chamber of Commerce, and Downtown Indiana, a nonprofit organization. All Pennsylvania nonprofit organizations related to the operation of the Welcome Center located at 600 Philadelphia Street. The proposed lease agreement includes approximately 7,800 gross square feet consisting of the first floor and two balcony mezzanine areas, plus access to related common areas and identified storage locations within the basement level located at 600 Philadelphia Street, Indiana, PA, in the borough of Indiana. The proposed lease agreement includes an initial term of 10 years with a projected occupancy in mid-January 26, which will be prior to your next meeting. That would include two or more lease extensions as further negotiated. Following the completion of extensive building and capital renovations and tenant improvements at the facility, such as a new roof, two new first floor HVAC units, new exterior front doors, an exterior basement door, two first floor restrooms, including ADA, a new conference room and technology upgrades, including all related general construction, electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and low voltage equipment and installation, all funded in part with a $500,000 redevelopment assistance capital program or RCAP grant and a $525,000 Keystone Communities Improvement Program grant. The proposed lease agreement provides for an annual budget-based approach, including monthly base rent, in addition to proportionate share of utilities, operational costs such as insurance, parking, and internet fees, including preventive maintenance and capital repairs, as well as a payment in lieu of taxes or a pilot to each of the local taxing bodies. The cost of operating facility be reconciled on a regular routine basis at a minimum on a quarterly or bi-monthly basis as needed in order to ensure the effect of a triple net lease to the county. So no carrying cost of this facility to the county. You're not a developer. So the three tenants would pay that cost. This is the first time we're going into this. We don't quite know what the costs are going to be. We've been monitoring the utilities, for example, but not having full occupancy. There are, as you consider your 2026 budget, there are some numbers within the maintenance department that covers this facility. So those would be offset by revenues by the tenants. So no cost to the county. Any external costs we would pay for from revenues that arrived here. We will share with the commissioners the coordination with Mr. Budash. Outside counsel is preparing a lease document that's being reviewed by the tenants. So we're just filling in some lines, line items on some of the numbers, and we'll share with you what the budget is for 2026 as we finalize costs.
Yeah.
The 600 Philadelphia Street building is a large limestone clad building dating back to the 1930s with handsome Art Deco touches and a classically ornamented interior. The building is one of the architectural highlights of the core downtown area. Every effort to keep the architectural elements and historical nature of the building has been a priority. Glad to answer any questions.
Okay, hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the lease?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. Next is a memorandum of understanding with the CEO.
This is something we do every 3 years, so this is a renewal. The Office of Planning Development requested the Board of Commissioners approve entering into a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, between the county, acting through the Board of Commissioners, the Indiana County Chamber of Commerce, the Indiana County Development Corporation, the Indiana County Tourist Bureau, and Indiana University of Pennsylvania, collectively referred to as the CEO affiliates. In 1994, the Indiana County Center for Economic Operations, commonly referred to as the CEO, was established to serve as an integrated service delivery system spearheading economic development efforts in Indiana County by facilitating access to resources and information and assisting businesses in their efforts to grow and expand. One of the ways the CEO affiliates plan to work together is to jointly assist the funding of the coordinated economic development marketing efforts to foster increased business growth throughout Indiana County. In support of this collective effort, the county commissioners' contributions shall include providing equal to one half of the full-time equivalent staff person within the Office of Planning Development in order to support marketing and related activities pursuant to the MOU. Currently, that's the chief of economic development. That part of his salary is dedicated to this MOU. The three-year MOU term shall run from January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2028. This request also includes authorizing Commissioner Keith to execute the MOU on behalf of the Board of Commissioners. I would also add that in light of the Welcome Center, we certainly believe that there'll be other areas of collaboration, having a couple of our CEO affiliates part of the Welcome Center. And so we're looking for other things and other things in manufacturing, obviously what's going on with Harbor City Redevelopment, AI data centers, the healthcare industry overall. There's a lot of coordination amongst all of our partners.
Okay, great. Motion to accept the MOU.
I'll move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, next is the architectural services with Upstreet Architects.
The Office of Planning Development and the Central Allegheny Challenger Learning Center, a 501c3 nonprofit public charity related to the operation of the Challenger Learning Center at Indiana County, Pennsylvania, is requesting the Board of Commissioners approve entering into a professional service agreement with Upstreet Architects in Indiana. Upstreet Architects shall provide architectural drawing specifications and construction administration services for the Challenger Learning Center Phase 2A project located at 437 Hamill Road in Indiana, which is located in White Township. Phase 2A will consist of the interior wall framing, acoustical bats and drywall on one side of the specified walls, services related to purchase and installation of the steel man doors and frames, two garage doors, and a folding wall with required red steel structural elements. The professional fees shall not exceed $45,000 for design, bidding, and construction administration. The funding for this contract has been provided by the Central Allegheny Challenging Learning Center, which has been received and deposited into a county controlled bank account. Request authorization for any two county commissioner signatures on this contract. And again, just as a reminder, the In the aftermath of the Challenger STS 51 tragedy, the crew's families came together, firmly committed to carrying on the spirit of the loved ones by continuing their education mission. In April 96, they created the Challenger Center for Space Science Education. The family's vision was to create a place that would inspire children, where residents could conduct experiments, collaborate to solve problems, and immerse themselves in space-like surroundings. Their goal was to spark an interest and enjoy in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, spark that could change the trajectory of students' futures. To date, Challenger Center has reached more than 6 million students globally and continues to inspire hundreds of thousands of students every year. You've heard Mr. Morrow in prior meetings talk about some of the projects there. So Representative Struthe has been very supportive. Thus far, Challenger's received a $1.495 million NASA grant, some donations through the Neighborhood Assistance Program, which is covering some of these architectural costs from local businesses, which is greatly appreciated, an ARC grant amount of $750,000 has been recently awarded. And two state grants, KCI program, Keystone Communities Initiative, $500,000, which is paying for the construction at the site. And then the Pennsylvania Department of Education grant, which is paying for some of the equipment that will be on site. So we're very excited to actually get it started. And that'll complete the tenancy at the Indiana County Education Technology Center, be right next door to the Westmoreland County Community College. So that campus will be fully operational here come sometime in 2026.
Okay, great. Motion to approve the architectural services. Second.
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, a lot of good things happening in the future in Indiana, huh? Appreciate all the work, a lot of work put behind all this to get things started off and get them completed. So truly appreciate all those efforts. Okay, next we have an extension with the ICDC. Solicitor Budash, would like to present.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is an extension of an administrative services reimbursement agreement that was first entered by and between the county and the Indiana County Development Corporation January of 2019. And that agreement provided for a reimbursement by the ICDC to the county for services that the county provides to the ICDC. That expired and it was extended two times before, and this is a third extension.
Okay. Motion to approve the extension of the agreement.
I move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. Next is a utility easement.
Yes, this is a utility easement proposed by Marone Sign Company on property that's owned by the county in White Township. They have apparently built a building and need to run some utility electric lines. They currently have granted them an easement in the past along the same area, but it was only for telephone lines. And so in order to allow them to put in utilities such as electric, which is what they want to do, we need to revise that easement. So that this agreement does that, plus it creates an additional easement to a box, an electric box that's located on that property as well.
And this is out on the vacant lot of the Forensic Center?
That's correct.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And next we have an addendum to the sublease.
Yes, this is a... the sublease agreement was by and between the county and the Indiana County Conservation District. And in a 2019 memorandum of understanding, the Conservation District was going to pay the county $33,600 per year. And by the terms of that MOU, the county was also providing an allocation to the Conservation District, and they would reduce that allocation by the 33 six 33,600. This addendum amends that section and now will require for the Conservation District to pay $3,291.37 per month, and that allocation will not be reduced.
I'll make a motion to approve the addendum to the sublease agreement. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. And Commissioner Hess, I'd like to thank you and the director of the Conservation District for that, along with the budget.
You're welcome.
Wow, 38 items, huh? Hmm. 30. Okay. Well, I guess this is what we've all been waiting for, especially residents of Indiana County. This time we're going to present the budget for 2026. And at this time, Ms. Gregerson, would you like to go ahead and proceed with the general fund budget?
Sure. The final opening balance that we have is $386,968. That opening balance is because we have total revenues of $53,068,255 and total expenditures of $53,455,223. The real estate tax will remain the same, which will allow a real estate tax rate of 6.105 mils. 0.89 mil of the 6.105 are applied to debt service, and the remaining 5.215 applies to general operating fund.
I will be happy to make a motion to approve. On the second.
I will be happy to make the second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Great. Next, the capital fund budget.
Okay, the capital fund budget will have an opening balance of $75,436, total revenues of $24,564, and total expenditures of $100,000.
Do I have a motion to approve the capital fund budget?
I move to approve the capital fund budget.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next is the liquid fuels budget.
The opening balance of the liquid fuels budget is $0. Total revenue is $810,795, and the total expenditures is the same at $810,795.
Do I have a motion to approve the liquid fuels budget?
So moved.
I will second it. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you very much. And at this time, I have a prepared statement to make concerning the budget. Ladies and gentlemen, in February of this year, Indiana County faced a daunting challenge, a $2.9 million open balance for a 2026 budget. Driven by obligated labor agreements, service contracts, and rising health care costs, the commissioners and the financial team recognize the urgency to begin the budget process early and to start to identify savings. Through restructuring departmental operations, careful attrition, and delay in not replacing certain positions, we were able to reduce the cost without sacrificing essential services. Thanks to the cooperation of elected officials, department directors, and county employees, we are proud to report that we passed an operating budget in 2026 with a final open balance of $386,968. This achievement reflects not only fiscal discipline, but also the shared commitment to our county. Looking ahead, we will continue to contain costs within our operational growth, manage mandated programs passed down from the state and federal governments, and work closely with our legislative representatives to secure financial assistance. Our goal remains clear: to minimize reliance on the general fund while protecting the services of our residents depend on. It is critically important that we continue to serve and safeguard our courts and its agencies and extend that to all agencies dedicated to public service. A significant portion of our budget is devoted to these priorities, ensuring that Indiana County remains a safe, just, and thriving place to live. At this time, I would like to take the opportunity to thank Lisa Gregerson, Robin Marii, Melissa Miller, along with my two commissioner colleagues, in being a big part of finalizing the 2026 budget process. A tremendous amount of time, work, and efforts went into making this budget work for county operations and the taxpayers of Indiana County. Together, we have proven that with hard work and collaboration, we can meet challenges head on and build a stronger future for Indiana County. Thank you. I will say, looking back, like I had said in my statement in the early part of the year, this was one of the scariest budgets that we actually have taken. And I think the scariest thing that threw the flags up was last year when we received a healthcare increase of zero. Knowing this year, I thought we were going to take a huge hit. And thankfully, again, we did what we did, and truly appreciate everybody's efforts. So, open for any comment.
I'll offer my thanks to my colleagues here and all of our team that's contributed to this effort. It was an immense effort. So thank you. Thank you for leading it.
Along with the individuals in the office, as Commissioner Keith said, we had many meetings beginning in February of this year. But really want to thank the department heads and the elected officials. It's not easy coming into meetings where we're asking a lot of difficult questions. And we did ask those questions, and people didn't like that sometimes when we asked the questions, but we did that, and we did our due diligence to make sure we could keep the budget as such that there were no tax increases this year.
I think one of the remarkable things throughout the whole process is whenever the state didn't pass their budget and the federal government did pass their budget, other counties had to do the hard thing of taking out loans and stuff like that. We didn't have to do that. We worked our finances very diligently to get through that. And then as we moved through the process of approving a budget, you've heard what other counties are having to do. And again, it's a hard thing for them to actually have to do that and put on the taxpayers. And we recognize that. And we do that throughout the entire year. We take this seriously. So with that, I'm proud to sit here today approving a budget like that. So thank you again. A couple of things. The courthouse will be closed on December 25th in observance of Christmas Day, and also January 1st of New Year's Day. And at this time, is there any other business to be brought before the board?
Just that Tammy Perry brought us a charcuterie board, and so you're invited to step next door afterwards to partake of that.
Great. Appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, our next regular meeting will be held here in the hearing room, January 14th of 2026 at 10:30 a.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second.
Wait a minute, I didn't say F for second yet. Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.